Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th Commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on the committee. End quote. Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
There is an update to the teen accused of killing classmates at Oxford High School in Michigan.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The National Taxpayer Advocate is reporting your tax returns this year may be delayed. The Internal Revenue Service began last filing season with a backlog of 11.7 million returns from 2020, and the 2019 returns were not cleared until June of 2021. National Taxpayer Advocate Aaron Collins added that the IRS is in crisis. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Republicans want to make it easy for people to vote and really hard to cheat. But that's not good enough for Democrats, according to Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
They can't get their radical agenda passed, so they're just going to try everything they can to just try to change the rules. So think about it. We got inflation at 7%. We got an open border. We've got crime going up. We got woke school districts. And are the Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power. By the way, this morning on Morning Joe, Schumer admitted, Democrat senators, we can't win if they start fixing these election laws to where we have free and fair elections. Making people get ID, oh gosh, that would be horrible. We can't ballot harvest, oh, signatures have to match, that'd be horrible for us. And Schumer admitted it. This is all about winning elections. They want to take the power away from the people of America.
The ratings are up for the National Football League.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, like they say, ready or not, we've got a country to save. And thank you for joining in. It requires all hands on deck. After all, this is a government up for by we the people, lest we forget. It is not up for by the elites. They want us to believe that. And this is why they're so upset. So we have to keep them upset if we're going to get this country back on track, because look at their idea of normal is different than our idea of normal. Are you starting to get that? Do you understand what's going on? I mean, this idea of the noble lie that they keep putting out there and these words that they introduce into the contemporary lexicon, all very dangerous, because what it is you're not letting your yes be yes or your no be no, as my son would say. And we've got to get back to first principles. And someone who understands first principles more than anybody would be a commercial airline pilot. And our next guest happens to be one for Southwest Airlines. He's a member of SouthwestStands.com. And we're going to be talking about the whole truth and nothing but the truth over all these holiday flight cancellations. What was going on here? Well, let's hear from the pilot himself. This is Captain Rob Gamble, who joins us now. Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Well, help us understand. I mean, we've got, I'll tell you, the skies, even though I might use somebody else's slogan and not yours, yours, of course, we're now free to travel. But the not-so-friendly skies are not-so-friendly even more so these days. And as a captain of an airline, this has got to be a bit challenging for you at times. What's your assessment of what's going on up in the air?
Well, it's funny that you bring up the symbol of freedom or that slogan with the company that I'm working for. And as we can see, that has been anything but that over the last couple of months with vaccine mandates and all of these new requirements that are being put out. It's made it a very challenging environment to work. It's made it a very divisive environment to work. And it's put us in a position where we can't provide the customer care that we would like to do.
Yeah, I mean, you're called to do something that is outside of your purview. I mean, all of a sudden, you're supposed to be the vaccine police, and that's not what airlines are in the business for, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's not what we're in the business for. It's an interesting point that we're bringing up vaccine police, as in, I think what you're alluding to is vaccine passports. And one of the missions that we have here at the Southwest Freedom Flyers is we're looking at this not only as a position to protect the employees against vaccine mandates and against discrimination for the closely held religious beliefs that a lot of our pilots and crew members have, but also as a broader mission, we're looking at this is a line in the sand that we're going to draw to help prevent future vaccine mandates for passengers and, you know, for commerce in general.
Well, what it seems to be coming down, and of course the question was asked of the CDC, how many people are actually dying of COVID only. And, you know, and I'd always heard there was at least five comorbidities, but she took it a step further. This was Ms. Walensky, and said that, you know, we're talking about maybe 7-8 comorbidities. You start checking 7-8 boxes there, then about, I think the number was something like 75% ultimately is what they came up with. So all that to say is that before COVID, we experienced people with colds on, you know, on flights. We experienced people, you know, with the flu on flights because people, you know, just feel, okay, we'll get over it. It's not that big a threat. And, you know, and how, I mean, it was kind of pretty, pretty selfish of them to think that they could just bring their bugs with them on an airplane. But meanwhile, the airlines have really done and upped their sanitation game to where even the air, because it was, you know, I guess anecdotally reported, Rob, you know, for people back in the plane, maybe not in the cockpit, but people back in the plane would say, well, they're just recycling the same air. So if people are sick on the planes, then before you know it, everybody else is infected. But the new filtration systems operate quite independently. Maybe explain that to our audience.
Yes, air quality on the airplane. Gosh, you couldn't get a better air quality anywhere in the world. So the way that works is the jet engines pull the air in from the atmosphere at 37,000 feet or whatever altitude that we're flying in. So there's no germs up there. It's minus 50 degrees. It then compresses that air and pushes it into the airplane. And the way they regulate the pressurization on an airplane is there's this hole in the back. It's got a big valve that it modulates how much air is going out. So there's a constant inflow, a huge volumetric inflow of air that's coming in to pressurize the airplane, and then it's all being pushed out of the back of the airplane, and that's what keeps the pressurization at a comfortable level. So recycling the air every maybe minute or less.
Wow. Yeah. So this illusion of people sharing germs because their stagnant air is totally wrong. How long has this been taking place on commercial airlines, this system?
This system since yes. The inception of the airplane, I would imagine.
Right.
The airplane that we're flying has not been changed as a result of this pandemic. So if you look at it, this has been the system that has been in place since the beginning of the creation of this airplane.
Well, I'm glad you're clearing this up because, see, this is the problem. You get, you know, I always say in the absence of fact, opinion rules, right? And so you've got a lot of opinions out there. So people have been wrong in making these kind of statements. So I'm glad that you're on the record to straighten this out, you know, once and for all. Not to mention what airlines have been doing, and that is that after each flight, I mean, you go through quite a checklist to make sure that the areas are all cleaned up and re-sanitized.
Oh, absolutely. And the airline CEOs just recently went on the record saying that the masks do little to prevent the spread of COVID on the airplanes because the air is so clean. So you can infer from that comment that the masks at this point are purely optics.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, we've seen situations here. The most recent where you have this gal who is talking to the FBI and she's facing some serious consequences because emotionally she's been revved up by the culture and by the government that has scared the holy what have you out of her, that she, you know, attacks a fellow passenger because he's not wearing his mask, but he was eating at the time. So, you know, this madness has got to stop, especially, you know, the whole flight experience should be a pleasant one, you know, getting us from point A to point B with the least amount of drama. But it's got to be tough sledding for anybody in the airline industry and dealing with people who are on razor's edge right now.
Well, and that's the product we want to provide. We want to provide a pleasant experience to get passengers to what is important to them. So that is something that we're being prevented from doing through some of these government mandates.
Yeah. And is there enough charm to deal with this? And charm, because I know in the old days, you know, Southwest was quite entertaining, and there were characters, you know, as far as who worked for the airlines, you know, in the back with the passengers, the attendants and that. And maybe we need to return to that to get a little bit of charm and a little bit of happiness and maybe a little bit of comedy as well, just to make it the flying a little bit easy. We've got more from the captain after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Welcome Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you've joined the place that is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, along with the archives of all these great guests and these interviews, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for your picking, because we're givers. We don't charge you anything. It's absolutely free. So enjoy it at your convenience and share it with all your friends and neighbors. We're talking with a commercial airline pilot for Southwest Airlines, a member of SouthwestStands.com, Captain Rob Gamble, and particularly interested in talking about, you know, what happened over the holiday. A lot of flight cancellations, and again, as you're already gathering, that we're taking this out of Rumorville, okay? Let's get it out of all this anecdotal stuff, and let's get down to the truth, the whole truth. So let's talk to a pilot to find out exactly what was going on with all these post-holiday flight cancellations. Rob, enlighten us.
I guess we got to talk about this a little bit. I am a pilot at Southwest Airlines, but I'm here today representing Southwest Freedom Flyers. So all of these opinions are my own and that of Southwest Freedom Flyers, and I'm not authorized to speak on behalf of the company. So with that said, right now what we're facing is that huge vaccine mandate, and that is something that the company is pushing on the pilots and pushing on the crew members. And you know, the truth be told, there's a lot of us that don't want this, and there's a handful of people that are being coerced into doing this just to save their job. The issue with this vaccine mandate is the company is greatly incentivized to make sure that all of its employees are vaccinated, because there's different rules regarding how those crew members are treated, specifically when it comes to close contact or contact tracing. So if I fly with another airline pilot that has been tested for COVID, as someone who would be unvaccinated, I would then have to quarantine for 10 days as a result of that contact tracing. A vaccinated pilot would then be allowed to continue to come to work and self-monitor for symptoms. So we were in a situation where healthy crew members are being called and told to stay home for a quarantine period because they had flown with someone who had been vaccinated and had a breakthrough case of the Omicron variant.
Wow. So interesting. And the person who contracted the Omicron, he's okay to keep working. She's okay to keep working. Not a problem. But for the unvaccinated, you're on timeout for 10 days. Now, was there any relief whatsoever? Because I know the CDC, even Dr. Fauci, they went from 10 to 5 days, you know, as some sort of compromise. Was that taken into account, or was it, no, it's 10 days, that's it?
Small point, if someone does test positive for COVID, then they do have to stay home for 5 days until they're either test negative or are symptom free. But as far as the relief goes that goes forward, it's funny how the arbitrary moving goalposts end up changing. So we get into this, we're canceling, you know, several thousand flights. I think that the United Airlines was quoted as saying overall the Big Eight canceled 20,000 flights over the Christmas holidays.
Wow.
So it was a huge number of passengers that were inconvenienced. Delta Airlines comes out and says, hey, we need to reduce this quarantine period because we can't operate the business this way. And so at this point, the science changes, and now it's safe to quarantine for 5 days. And now contact tracing has gone away completely.
Oh, wow. So, well, let me ask you this. As a passenger, I was going to Hawaii. Okay, I contracted COVID in March. I was due early March. I was due to leave California for Hawaii the end of March. So I'm already on the other side of the quarantine period. But I had to take a PCR test, and you know the PCR test, you know, as scientists will tell you and doctors will tell you, it can take up to 3-4 months for the PCR test to show negative. Now an instant test, the quick test will show it quite rapidly, and because I went went into my doctor's office because I went and took the test in order to go to Hawaii. You had to have the PCR test. Well, it was still showing that I was positive for COVID. And the doctor said, well, it's reading, you know, some of the residual of it, but let's do a quick test and see exactly where you are. Because if the quick test says that you have COVID, then, you know, you're still active. Otherwise, you're clear. So I went in, and 10 minutes later, they said, of course, you're negative. And I've been negative ever since. So these tests that the pilots and staff of airlines have to take, I can't imagine they're having to take a PCR test, because if they do, we're not talking about 10 days. We're talking about, you know, up to 12 weeks possibly that they would be still showing positive.
So I don't think there's any fidelity on what's required as far as our testing goes. And mostly what we're seeing is someone tests positive via whatever system, they notify the company, and then the company tells them that they need to quarantine for 10 days until they're no longer symptomatic. So that's a little bit different as far as how that's being handled on the passenger or on the pilot side. This is another reason why they're trying to force the vaccine mandate, though, is they're saying with a vaccine that all of these issues go away. So the vaccinated are allowed to fly to and from Hawaii without having to test because they have the vaccine passport and they can do those things. But ironically, it seems like the vaccinated are the ones that are the greatest spreaders of the Omicron variant.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, this is, and I guess this is the common sense reasoning that's just bruising people's brains, Captain, because, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, here are the people who have been vaccinated are the ones that are contracting it. And then, you know, it's just these mixed messages. And we've got to, you know, like being an airline pilot, you have a standard. There's a standard checklist you go through that is consistent. On any plane, it's always, you know, this checklist that you have to go that brings you back to standard. And we need to approach our health in the same way, and all this reporting on COVID, because meanwhile, I mean, this is going to take some time to calm people's fears because of what it is deposited into the minds of the consumer, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And the shifting, the guidelines don't help. There's a big deficit of trust in this country as we're looking at, you know, the vaccine is going to be the thing that ends COVID. Well, the vaccine is not really going to be the thing. It's going to prevent you from going to the hospital. And the reality of it is the vaccine has shown to be ineffective at best.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like the other thing we were talking about in the last segment regarding masks, when you have the CEO of United Airlines and Southwest, your CEO, saying that masks are negligible and they're not making a big, you know, but yet the government has said no, you know, even though the government, Dr. Fauci himself said initially it didn't matter, you know, that there's no consequence in it. There's really no science to support this. And of course, it's really, when you think about the masks themselves, I mean, the science is that the virus is so small that, you know, the mask is, you know, does very little in keeping, you know, in retarding that virus from coming in, because it's just looking like a big open gauze bandage, so to speak, as opposed to something that's really going to hold back the virus.
Oh, absolutely. A piece of cloth, a T-shirt then over your mouth isn't going to do anything to stop the spread of any disease. So I think that what you come down to is what is effective, and it is effective in controlling the population, and it's effective in pushing the narrative. So that seems to be the only purpose of that mask.
Well, as the representative for Southwest Freedom Flyers, what is your counsel for our audience so that we can all be good passengers and participate in the mission of, you know, Southwest Airlines and other airlines for that matter that just want us to have an enjoyable experience? How should we conduct ourselves to be part of the solution and not be part of the problem?
Be kind to the flight attendants, be kind to the crew, and take these aggressions out on the elected officials who are driving these policies.
That's right to the point, Rob, I got to tell you. And I mean, there's not a whole lot you can say after that. I mean, and if we're going to get back to any semblance of normal, we just got to be nice to one another. We're all fellow human beings in this journey of life together, and we should look to be adding to each other's day. Captain Rob Gamble has been with us. Thank you.
65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th Commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on the committee. End quote. Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration, Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler, yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I am well, thank you, and I think we're going to have a good, productive new year if we can get back the nation back on track.
Well, you're exactly right. We've got to get back to first principles, Lou, practical, reasonable, common sense things that you've talked about that we've abandoned, and it has not served us well. That is clear, and the Democrats are taking full advantage. I mean, they're trying to exercise as if they have a mandate to impose on the American people these drastic green deals and just mounting up debt and adding to the inflationary woes that were predicted and are now hitting us square between the eyes.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the evidence is clear that the climate hasn't really changed that much. We have ups and downs. The real authorities, Steve Koonin and the others who have tracked this for years, confirm that there's a lot of hysteria out there about moving away from fossil fuels, natural gas, et cetera. And where are we going to get the electricity to run the electric cars? Where are we going to get? Well, you know, it's just impractical. And if it were a crushing national and international issue, that would be one thing. But it isn't. This is trumped up by people who want to create climate job corps in the U.S. and create more subsidies for large corporations around the world. That's nonsense.
Exactly. Well, we're back to that old axiom that the Democrats are infamous for doing, Lou, and that is they're creating, or they've created, a solution that's looking for a problem. And the American people are getting it, you know, and they're just saying, wait a minute. And meanwhile, you know, we're looking at $30 trillion of indebtedness and a compromise of our national security. But they don't care what kind of impact this is having on particularly the middle class, because what Barack Obama and Joe Biden left standing of the middle class, and Donald Trump was rebuilding, they're back to destroying it once again.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And you know, the clear evidence that this climate business is trumped up is what Barack and his wife did. They bought a home at Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, just above sea level.
Yes.
And that's their home for years now. And if they had believed in this climate change and the seas rising, they would never have considered that. So look at what people do instead of what they say, and you get a better direction as to how they truly feel.
Well, the American people are wising up to this, Lou, and they've about had it. This is why the approval ratings for the president are in the tank. You know, he's failed us on every turn in unifying. He's only added to the disunification of this country, especially with that speech on January the 6th. I mean, he did nothing whatsoever to bring people together. If anything, he alienated at least 70 million voters and an increasing number of voters who are, you know, wincing every time he speaks, because it just adds to the adversity and, having us at each other's throat. I mean, even to the point that Bill Maher, of all people, just said this is untenable, that, you know, we need to get to that point where we can be in the same room together and, you know, have a meal and be able to have a reasonable conversation. Having each other, having us at each other's throats does not serve us well. It's counterproductive, to say the least.
It is, absolutely. And let's face it, some degree of cooperation has always been required between the political parties and between those with different views. And instead of the apparent hostility, the attitude that we've been getting, and clearly January 6th was, from my viewpoint, was a mistake on the part of the Trump people to even convene that, while the Vice President, Pence, was installed in the Senate chamber counting votes and from the various states. And it would have been the perfect opportunity for Pence to declare that the electoral counts were irregular, and the kind of money that Zuckerberg spent to drive people to the voting places in Democrat areas would have surfaced, and we may have had a different outcome. I still believe that outcome would have been different had we handled it differently on January 6th.
Well, regardless of the noise, Lou, this is where courage comes in. And I think that at a time when the country deserved and the conditions demanded courage, people wilted. Because, you know, courage stands in the face regardless of these antithetical forces that come in. And it's based on the truth. You either believe in the truth of what happened, or to the point you figure and say, okay, there's got to be some remedy here, regardless of the natives getting restless. I mean, we just had, what was it, 7 months of uproar and mostly peaceful riots happening across the country, non-related to the voting process, is something as fundamental as our democracy, but, you know, some rather Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Marxist, socialistic motivated ambitions of destroying everything about our country. And now you get 2 million people coming to the Capitol that everybody, I mean, there, you'd have to have your head in the sand to not know there were going to be a lot of people coming there. The president himself had even, you know, talked to the Speaker of the House, had warned Capitol Police and said, look, I've got the National Guard ready to come in. And even the mayor of D.C. rejected it. And they allowed this thing to get out of hand. And like anything that happens in this measure, there's lots of fingers that you can point in lots of different directions, but I don't think the J6 committee is interested in getting down to the truth and coming to that resolve that says we want to make sure that we have answers here so that we don't do this again. Because unfortunately, like everything political, it gets drowned out, the truth gets drowned out, and it's all about somebody else's opinion over somebody else's opinion, and everybody else in between is left wearing tinfoil hats and just offering some conjecture. If that isn't too long of a response here, I apologize, but I just think that, again...
Very well stated, and you put your finger on the vulnerable future of America, and that is to have these kinds of activities translate into new voting requirements. Now, look at what they're talking about in the city of New York, allowing non-citizens to vote. I'm fearful that with the mass of people who have been illegally crossing our border and have been relocated around the nation by flights chosen by this administration, that they're seeking to allow unregistered people to become voters. And we have the major challenge, I believe, right now to our nation's future is the integrity of our voting process. We have to allow, per our Constitution, the individual states to set the standards by which they allow people to vote in their respective states, and not have a national voting set of rules that can be flipped and adjusted by this crowd of progressives that want to take over America. You know, when you say that you're going to have a program called Build Bigger Best, we have to counter that with Build Smaller Best, because this nation government is now 40% of the economy. We have to cut that in half over the next few years to restore order and integrity and a growth rate for our nation that inures to the benefit of every single citizen and business person working in America.
And for the next generation coming up. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Well said, Lou Euler. Appreciate it. Thank you for the time. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to thank Jeff Kemp again for bringing up the topic about isolation and loneliness. I mean, this is the new pandemic that's taken place, and it's no wonder. And as Jeff said, you've got to go back to where it all began. What was the original intent of the manufacturer, of the creator of the universe, and our creator, God himself? What did he intend? He said he doesn't want man to be lonely. And man is designed in such a way that we need to have a horizontal relationship, that's with one another, and a vertical relationship with God. Interestingly, that forms a cross, right? So the relationship we have with God really promotes that horizontal relationship, and they are symbiotic and they build on one another. But, you know, when you turn your back, as this culture has done very determinedly, on God, and then you wonder, which is ironic and, laughable in a way, sad and also laughable, that this is all self-inflicted. That we decided, hey, look, we've got it from here. We don't need God. We'll do it. We'll do it our own way. Well, how's that working for you? I mean, we have increased number of suicide. We've got loneliness and isolation. And, of course, with this pandemic, the way the government is utilizing it to raise the fear level beyond rationality. It is totally irrational what the government has done to us with this. And after it's all said and done, we'll probably go, this was like a severe flu, or right now now with Omicron, it's a cold, and you know, if we utilize common sense and get out of this fear bubble that we're in, then we can respond appropriately. But we don't need to be listening to the hyperbole, even of a justice of the court that says things that are totally just ignorant, which is surprising because here's somebody who is really an intelligent woman and says something and then gets caught on it. I mean, the Pinocchios are flying at her in all kinds of different directions, and she can't even come out and say, well, you know, maybe I've got it wrong. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to add to the fear-monging and the misinformation that's out there in the culture. That's all I've got to say about that. Samantha Mao is with us. Let's talk about some good news here. Hey, Samantha Mao, Happy New Year. How are you, honey? Can I say that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be. Sounds so familiar. I know. Sometimes if you refer to women like that, they go, oh, how dare you? You know, I mean that very affectionately because we've known each other for so long, and I just think the world of you. So no disrespect intended. I want our audience to know. So I didn't mean to be so casual, but it just came out because it's because I care for you so much. Hey, Sam. You got some great story here, and this is, you know, for those of us that saw what was happening here on the east on I-95, thank God, you know, I didn't get caught. I mean, some people were on, you know, they were, you know, because of the snow and the weather and everything, they were locked down on the freeway. I mean, some over 24 hours. 24 hours, and they didn't, you know, expect it. I mean, how many people had provisions in their car, the ability to, you know, handle this? They couldn't get off the freeway. It was such a mess. And here in a situation, you know, people flowing to the need, and I'm sure this is one of many great, you know, news stories that happened on the I-95. And this one involves an Uber driver and a teen passenger. Tell our audience what happened here.
That's right. So Devontae Williams, he was stuck on I-95. And this is like kind of, it's in Northern Virginia, kind of near Washington, D.C. And like you said, people were stranded for, at first I saw over 15 hours, and now I'm seeing up to 24 hours that people were there. It was bad. People were stranded for miles. And so what ended up happening was, this was last Tuesday, a teenage girl, it was really, the snow was pouring down in Virginia, you know, we're just not prepared, and it came so fast, like it went from nothing to complete snow. And so a teenage girl was about to take a train trying to get back to her home in Williamsburg, down south in Virginia, and it got canceled due to a derailment. So she takes an Uber and she gets stuck on I-95. Can you imagine being stuck on an Uber? I just feel bad for anybody stuck, but it's just like, talk about like an awkward situation. And so she ends up only being stuck for 6 hours, which, I mean, compared to everybody else, you know, they were stuck less time. But Devontae, he's concerned about this young woman, and he finds a way off the interstate. He gets her off, and he pays for a hotel room and calls her parents to let her know that he's going to help make sure she's taken care of. And he's like, you know, whenever everything clears up, I'll still take you home for free. It won't cost you anything.
Talk about a good Samaritan, right? Wow.
Oh yeah, talk about the right driver in the right place, and like the kind of guy you would want to be there to look out after your own child, especially your teenage daughter who's trying so hard to get home. That could have just been such a different situation for her. And he's actually ended up being offered, you know, after Devontae's story went national, he ended up getting offered a job as a manager with an elite ride company. So it's called Ride Alto, which is an upscale ride sourcing service. So, you know, I love to hear people getting recognized for their good deeds, and I'm sure he'll make a great manager, being the kind of person who cares for others like he does.
Yeah, exactly. What a quality individual. Well, congratulations to him. This next one involves a truck driver that delivers bread by foot to stranded motorists on the interstate, right? Same associated story, that I-95. I mean, you know, hot dog stands, everything else, bring out your cart, just make it happen, you know? That's great.
That's right. You know, whenever you said there is a lot of good stories on I-95, two of our stories this week are from there. You know, whenever there's a tragedy like that, it's amazing to see people come together. And Casey Noe and her husband John were among the many motorists that were stranded, and they were actually on there for over 21 hours. And they were sleeping overnight, and they didn't have food or water, and all the nearest towns were out of power, and they were just frustrated and hungry, and I'm sure people are kind of starting to get scared because you're just so unprepared for being stuck, especially for that. People were running out of gas. So they end up seeing a bread truck stuck on the highway. They call, it's Schmidt Baking Company. They call the company, and 20 minutes later, the company, the owner of the company calls them back and tells them that he's getting the truck to open up and give all the bread to, like, surrounding cars. So they end up giving out, like, 300 different kinds of bread to motorists that have been stranded for hours, which I just, you know, something like that is like, that bread is everything.
Can you imagine? I mean, when you have nothing, if you've got bread, I mean, hey, we don't have some fish. All we needed was some fish and 12 baskets. Okay. We could have filled those up, too. But, boy, this is like a miracle for those people, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, for him to get back to them so quickly, it was just like people, I think there are a lot of people out there that are just looking for an opportunity to help if they can. And when, you know, it was like, I'm glad that she had the idea because otherwise the owner might not have known off the top of his head that one of his guys is stuck out there. He's out there and they're thinking about how to get him off and they're not thinking about anything. It's just, and I love that Schmidt Baking Company decided to do that.
Well, that's it, because that bread probably would have gone to naught. I mean, because now we're day-old bread, right? It's not fresh.
Right.
But for the people there on the I-95, they're getting fresh, and it's free, and God bless them. That's awesome. This next story is about a police officer that rescues a dog stuck on thin ice. Anything that has to do with animals, especially dogs, you know my heart's open for that. So go ahead. Pull on my heartstrings. Tell me about it.
That's right. So this is actually like just north of Niagara Falls. Officer John Smith, he was honored for rescuing a dog recently. This dog is a 10-month-old lab. She's 75 pounds. She's walking on the lake and gets stuck in there. What's amazing about this, though, is John Smith was actually just honored recently for going into a building and rescuing an elderly woman from a fire. So this guy is one of those people, if you see the video of him going for this dog, he just runs towards the danger. You know, you can hear the other guy, take off your boots, wait, you know, just like slow down. Let's just hold on just a minute. Let's make sure everybody's safe. And John Smith is just running fearlessly to make sure, you know, I have no doubt he did the same thing with the woman. And to see him running, like to see video footage of this dog is just amazing. He just reaches in and pulls him out of the lake. And it's just like, you know, it's something that could have gone from a tragic situation for this family to witness their family pet, you know, drown. Because there's really, like, most people, they feel like there's nothing they could do. They're going to end up going in themselves, and it's going to be more of a situation. But
exactly,
this guy is brave and knew what he was doing. Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them have badges, right?
Good analogy. I love that. speaking of police, we've got a San Antonio police chief that lent a hand to a 15-year-old and gave him a ride home. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this actually ended up picking up on Twitter. San Antonio Police Chief Bill McManus, he offered a 15-year-old boy a ride home during freezing temperatures. And, you know, he told, like, the young man said that his phone had died and he was trying to walk home and said, sometimes, you know, you just encounter those perfect moments. And, you know, you don't have to be a police chief to help like that. I know sometimes we're, like, scared to stop and help, but because, you know, you just don't ever know what people are up to. But when you see somebody that needs help and you have the opportunity to do it, it's just, like you always say, it's a blessing not just to the people you're doing it for, but
exactly.
It's a blessing to your heart as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, again, like you say, it, you know, for every other parent who's had a stranded teenager, and here's a police chief extending grace and flowing to the need like this, boy, I bet their attitude about law enforcement has changed dramatically. We got about 40 seconds left, Sam. Let's talk about the Ohio man who creates an activity booklets for chemotherapy patients.
That's right. So this actually started when Scott Murphy's sister was in the hospital with cancer a couple years ago. He started ACT, which is activities in, like during chemo. And his sister got all these little booklets. It's like little questionnaires, and he'd bring in cookies and do this stuff, and all the other patients noticed. And so after she finished her treatment, she recovered, he decided to keep on doing it. And he just makes all these fun little packets for people to get their mind off of, you know, the struggles that they're facing and just give them a moment of relaxation. I think it's a great idea. Maybe
without a doubt. Now you know why. She's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination.